My name's Adam McKenzie, and welcome to FitPro Domination, where you'll learn how to unleash massive profit from your fitness business. Discover how to stop feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed out living paycheck to paycheck by implementing the systems that you'll learn during each episode from myself and our incredible panel of experts. If you haven't got your hands on our free profit playbook yet, make sure you head over to fitprodomination.com now. All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode. And I keep seeming to start each episode off by saying it has been a while. But again, it has been a while. And to be honest with you, I've been juggling a lot. All right, but some of it is some of the most exciting stuff I've ever worked on. Other stuff is just really getting my head back in the game when it comes to running an offline business again for the first time in 5 years. All right, but the thing I am enjoying about the entire process is I'm back on the ground level again, and I'm implementing and testing out stuff that one has worked for me in the past, new stuff that I've shared with clients to be able to implement, and I'm discovering all these other things that we can do to simplify the process, to leverage our time, and to be able to make sure that our systems and conversions and growth is working the way that I need it to. All right, like I've literally been home from the US for 2 weeks now. Right, we launched our first facility. That facility is now bringing in about $8,000 a month on auto debit. Costs for the facility alone are around $4,000. So the business is making a good amount of profit after only 4 weeks of being open, right, which was always my intention. All right, the other intention was also to be able to set up a manager and a trainer to be able to run things the way that I need to be able to run them. We take care of the marketing. They drive all the member care, the systems, the consultations, the lead follow-up, and making sure that all the programming and the delivery of the sessions are done at the level that I need them to be done. And so far, 2 weeks in, it hasn't all been easy. There's definitely been a few heated text messages between me and my manager a few times, but all getting ourselves to a better point where we're a little bit clearer on what the expectations are from both sides of the equation. And we know exactly what we're working towards, and we're very clear on that, all right? So this entire episode, all right, is all about being simple but effective, all right? It is so easy as a business owner to think that we are being effective when we actually aren't, all right? I'm going to give you some key things to focus on here. So I really want you to make sure you got pen and paper out, or at least, you know, come back and listen to this again at a time where you can take notes, or at least start jotting down some things that resonate with you or make you think about things that you need to start taking action on, all right? So first point here is, what do you even need to be focusing on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis, all right? At the end of the day, you're in this business for one reason and one reason only, is to make sure it is successful. All right, because if it is successful, not only are you going to be able to get out of it what you need, but you're going to be able to help a lot of people throughout the entire process. All right, you can't help anybody when your business is not successful. All right, you included in that equation. So what is it that you need to be focused on? All right, and the first thing is success. What do I need to be doing, or what does success look like, all right, when we've achieved it? So what do I need to be doing to get to that point? All right, for me, the initial point was to get to break even. Then once we're at break even, to start making X amount of profit. So how many members did I need to convert at the end of our challenge to hit that mark? And to let you guys know, like, we literally, out of the, I think it was close to 30 people that we could have converting, we converted over 95% of people stayed on in our program. All right, which was, to be honest with you, the highest conversion rate I've ever had. All right, last time I ran challenge, we used to get about a 60 to 70% conversion rate. Obviously, numbers were bigger. We used to have over 200 people in a challenge. This time we started with around 40. So to end up with 95% of people staying on with our program is pretty awesome. And we're about to hit, well, we're 2 weeks out from a month, and I've only had one person put in their notice so far, and it's purely financial. And we knew it was going to be, she took the risk in the beginning. So I'll track how the stick rate is going, what our retention is like. But in terms of the front end, I'm super stoked with how it worked. But again, the only thing I was focused on that time was delivering everything I know I need to deliver during a challenge, which I've shared with you guys many times. And if you've got my product, Fitness Contests and Challenges, you know exactly what to do. Or I've broken down everything you need to consider inside that program to make sure it's a success. All right, and we did that. We did all the little things. We got the conversion. Literally, I got on the plane 2 days later and headed back here, and I've been home literally 2 weeks today, all right? So really start thinking about what do I need to focus on right now to create the level of success I need, because we can get distracted focusing on a lot of other shit that really isn't helping us achieve more success. Maybe it will in 6 months' time, but it's not doing jack shit for you now. All right, so that's the first thing I want you to answer for yourself. What do you need to be focusing on right now to be more successful? Is it hiring new staff? Is it developing a system? Is it working on your marketing? Not learning about marketing, working on it, implement it, take action on it, test and measure it. All right, what is it for you? All right, next thing I want you to get clear on is working back from the big picture. All right, like what does your big picture look like? For me, my big picture, all right now in top of my mind is to get to 70 members. When we get to 70 members, we're generating over $20,000 a month in profit. Okay, I know at that point I have to hire an admin manager. I know my manager's wage goes up at that point. For me, I know that we can then start opening other facilities with the profit for each facility once it gets to that point. All right, and to let you guys know, we're actually negotiating for location 2 right now. And if it goes through by the end of this week, I will be launching my second location by the 7th of October. So less than 5 weeks, which is going to be fucking crazy, but I'm excited about the challenge ahead of us, and the location itself is nuts. So it's worth going for. So for you at the moment, what is that big picture? What's that initial big picture goal? Because sometimes I speak to trainers and it's always like, yeah, I want multiple locations. I want $1 million a year. I want to not be working at all. That's great, but sometimes it's so far away. It's not tangible. It's not real. You can't even believe what you're saying out of your own mouth in terms of, is that achievable? You think it's achievable, but you don't quite believe it yet because you've put it so far out there and you haven't broken anything back from that position to take action on. Okay, so for me, like I said, my next goal is 70 clients. That's what I'm completely focused on now to generate my next level of success within this model. All right, so for you guys, at the moment, what is that? Is it an extra 10 members this month? Is it getting a team and a member up and ready to be able to take a majority of sessions? So now that you're leveraging your time, you can focus more on the business, whatever it is, all right? Work back from the bigger picture or that next bigger picture, okay? Because once you're clear on that and then you work towards that, it's easy to expand what that next big goal is, what it is that we're trying to work towards in the big vision of what your business is going to look like when you have everything that you want from it. All right, I'm always thinking, dreaming, I write down my intentions, I journal every single day in regards to what that next goal is, all right, and what date I'm going to achieve it by. All of those things I do because for me, it gives me a point of reference and I'm constantly thinking about what I want, not staying focused on what I don't want, which is where most people live. Okay, so that's point number 2, work back from the next big picture, okay? Number 3 here is setting yourself up for success, all right? Now, I've run through so many different systems, guys. All you have to do is go back and listen to one of these podcasts a week and you'll be armed with most of the things that you need to create a level of success in your business. Like, guys, I've been out of the industry for 5 years and in less than 4 weeks, I've got a brand new business up and running, generating $8,000 a month, all right? I didn't do anything different than I teach. All right. In fact, we actually got a shit return from Facebook in the beginning here while we were trying to work out really how to gauge with that market that we're advertising in. So everything that I used to do old school, we did again. Everything that I had to build and set up in the systems. Guys, I've shared this stuff with you for free already. All right. All you have to do is go and take action on it, adapt it to your business and implement it. All right. So setting yourself up for success really comes down to knowing your numbers. All right, because at the end of the day, if you think, yeah, all I need to do is get another 10 members and you're focused on the 10 members, but you have no idea how many cancellations you've had for the month, what your average dollar per client is, what your margin looks like, how many clients do you need to make sure you don't lose, or maybe if I need to make sure I grow by 10, I need to sign up 15 clients because on average, we lose about 5 a month. All right, maybe I need to increase my prices to make sure my average dollar client goes up. Maybe I need to track how many leads we're actually getting into appointments and then work out how many of those appointments sign up so I can work out my return on investment on my marketing, whatever that might be. So then once you know that data, guys, you're set up for success because all you have to do is hit those targets. All right, if I know that I need 10 new clients and I know for every 30 consultations, I get 10 signups, hopefully not, right? But let's say you're including no shows in that. then all I need to do is go out and get those 30 appointments. All right, I need to make sure that I don't lose any members, or if I lose five, I've got to get another five signed up. But I have the data. I know how much maybe I need to spend on ads to generate that many leads that'll generate that many appointments for me. I'm able to do things with a clear and precise picture of what I need to achieve with tangible numbers I can work towards, right? Setting yourself up for success. It's not guesswork. I'm not crossing my fingers. I'm not waiting, all right, to see what sort of result I get. I'm setting myself up based on clear and precise data, all right? If you haven't set up your success scoreboard yet, first thing, slap yourself in the head. Once you've done that, slap yourself again. Third, set it up. All right, I give it away for free all the time. It's inside our Facebook group. If you don't have it, just search at the top of the bar, Success Scoreboard. Message me. I'll send it to you again if you can't find it. Whatever you need to do, get that system into your business, because if you don't have it, you are setting yourself up for failure because you never know where you're going and you're not focused on what you're trying to achieve with tangible numbers to work back from. All right, next point here is you cannot do this alone. All right, I was paying a manager's wage before we even opened the gym, all right, purely because I needed somebody I could rely on from the beginning. I needed to be able to train them up on my system, and I needed to be able for them to be focused on me. So I had to commit to a wage. It was half of what they normally will earn, right, because they weren't starting with the full sessions or anything else. But I still had to invest in that to make sure that as soon as we did open, I had somebody ready to go from the ground up, all right? And I lost the trainer that we were meant to have from literally the day we were building the gym. They bailed, went MIA. So I had no other trainer besides the manager in the beginning. And then my manager went away for 10 days, right, during that period. So I had to go back to being a trainer full time. I took over 30 sessions in just over a week, plus doing everything else I do. And what I can tell you is when you're stuck in that position, there's so many other things that you're not doing, all right, that are so much more valuable to you and your business and your success, all right? So if you're sitting there at the moment, you're doing all of this on your own, you have to realize at some point that that is a limitation, and you thinking that you're the only person that can do it is a limiting belief, all right? Once you have the right team in place, once you have other people helping you out, you can then actually become a business owner. You can then start to focus on the growth activities that your business needs to continually move forward and achieve what it is you're working towards. If you don't have that and you're stuck in session mode, you're stuck in reaction mode, dealing with clients and all the things that they're doing all the time, and you have no help in any of that, it's going to be very hard for you to move forward. All right, one of the biggest realizations I had during that 10-day period was how uncreative I was during that period. All right, for me, I can't draw a stick man to save my life, right? I can't, like, it's ugly as shit. But I'm very creative when it comes to systems, ideas, content, being able to break complex things down and make them simple for people to understand and implement. That's where my creativity comes down. And during that 10-day period, fuck, I couldn't write a Facebook post. Like, my brain just wasn't there. I was so focused on sessions and people in front of me and the amount of hours I was doing face-to-face that I lost a lot of my creative juices. And I'm sharing that with you because I want you to realize that you're probably stuck in the same thing. You're not looking at the bigger picture. You're not being creative and tapping back into that vision and those intentions that you have for your business and for your life. You probably even lose perspective on your priorities, all right? Like, you're not spending time with your family. You're not training yourself. You're not reading. You're not developing your mind and your own physical state, all right? It's very hard for you to be successful when you don't spend any time working on yourself, all right? Your ability to help people is directly related to your ability to help yourself. You might not believe that. I can promise you that that is an absolute certainty. All right, I've seen it with too many people and too many times in my own life. All right, so take that on board. Think about what you have to do. Maybe it's 2 hours. Maybe I can barter with a client. Maybe we can do whatever else. Like, we've got one of the ladies who just pleaded with me. She couldn't afford it, but she wanted to stay. It was the best thing she'd ever done. She's like, I'll clean. I'll do whatever we can. I'm like, sweet. I charge a half price of our normally rate. I didn't give it to her for free, so she still had to pay half of our normal rate. And she cleans the gym for 2 hours every week. All right, win-win for me. I'm happy as Larry. Now I no longer have to clean the gym and neither do my staff. All right, so there's little things that you can do when you really start focusing on leveraging your time and developing a team and being able to look at all the different aspects that you need to achieve to create success. Remember, go back to those numbers, go back to that big picture, go back to what it is you should be focusing on to generate the level of success you want in your business. All right. I touched on this before, but this is the next point: busy versus effective. All right. And it leads pretty much straight into the next one, all right, which is getting stuck in creation mode. All right. So, as entrepreneurs, as business people, as anybody who's learning something new for the first time, right, we can get stuck in almost the procrastination, you know, world where we're learning all of these things, but we're not actually implementing anything. We're doing this course, that course. I bought that product. I'm starting 4 books at once rather than finishing 1 book. I'm doing this certificate because I want to be the best trainer out there. I'm designing food plans for a month, you know, with all the different macros and all of this shit, right? It's keeping you busy. It's taking up a lot of time, but guess what didn't move forward? All right. You didn't move forward with your business. You probably didn't get up that ad campaign that you should have got up. You didn't test and measure any of the processes you needed to test and measure. You didn't advertise for the staff that you needed. You didn't hire the admin person or the new trainer. You didn't go out and network with the businesses you were meant to. But in your mind, man, I've been so busy. And you have probably, but it's not being busy on the shit that is effective. And when I say effective, it's moved you and your business forward. All right, you're sitting there and you're learning Zen Planner, you're learning mind body, and you're developing apps, and I'm doing all of this cool stuff. But guess what? You just lost 5.